This is WHQR's communique. I'm Gina Gamboni.
Okay, but our lights are up.
The lights are We're up, just, and just they to need to hang space. By that.
I walked into the Cape Fear Playhouse during the technical rehearsal for the Port City Playwrights Project's latest show called Resilience. It's a collection of three original one-act plays.
I've had some staged readings and things like that, but as far as a full production with sound and lights and all that stuff, this is the first one, so I'm very excited about it.
That's playwright Elizabeth Gordon.
My background is actually in poetry, which is such a solitary art form. And I've been working with plays for about the last couple of years, and it's just so intensely collaborative. It's the opposite of poetry, and it's very enjoyable to get so many different energies, so many different ideas. Mine's called Angels of the Innocent. The lead character is a young, passionate activist who's really trying to separate herself from her mother. Her mother is a politician, a very successful woman, and the daughter is following in her footsteps in terms of doing something good, you know, for the public good, but doing it a little bit differently from her mother.
Wesley Neville won the Port City Playwrights Writing Competition with her piece called Troop 1627.
So it is about three former Nature Scouts who return to a campground where they lost two friends of theirs when they were 11 years old. So they reminisce about times long past, they fight, they argue, and all the while they're trying to figure out what exactly happened the night those two friends died. I drew from a really, really sad case called the Oklahoma Girl Scout Murders. And then I also drew from my own experience as a Girl Scout when writing some of the more positive elements of the story. I really wanted to do a story about sort of loss and how time affects that and what happens when you don't really come to terms with it and how that like affects the relationships that you have with other people.
The third one act in the collection is a comedy called The Real Judith by playwright Richard Trask. Elizabeth says Richard's piece is hilarious and relevant.
He is an expert on kind of like ancient literatures. So he's taken the story that I've never heard of the story of Judith, how she and her assistant sort of help confront a very ridiculous ruler, a pompous, arrogant, and not very bright ruler, and the women who confront him. Yes, and it's a very comedic, which is nice to end with a comedy. Yeah,
each play is so different from each of the others that it's hard to describe them in one sentence, except that they all feature strong female protagonists.
That's show director and executive director of Port City Playwrights Project, Susan Stedman.
I love working with this material, and the actors have been so incredibly valiant and funny and dedicated. It's not always like this in theater, so this is particularly joyful for me.
Susan acts as a mentor to young playwrights like Wesley, who is seeing her work staged for the first time.
You know, you write something and you put it on paper, but once it's on its feet and you hear the words spoken out loud and you see like the original blocking you wrote in the script, you start to think, oh, well, yeah, maybe we do like need some work here. Maybe we do need some clarification here. So it's tremendously helpful to see the show on its feet. And I'm really excited to show it to other people.
Resilience is on stage at Cape Fear Playhouse this Thursday through May 20th. Find details at WHQR.org. I'm Gina Gamboni with Communique.
And the lights come out down right.
Okay, but do we not have pigs squealing immediately too?